Unit 9. Crime. Recording 1.
It's 3 o'clock and time for this week's edition of Job Spotlight with Zach Desmond.
Hello everyone and welcome once again to Job Spotlight. In today's programme, we'll be looking at job opportunities in the legal profession. From your letters and emails, I know this is a career that a lot of you are considering, so we've also put together a fact sheet which you can download from our website. Now, as usual, we have several guests here to help us unravel some of the mysteries of this particular profession. My first guest in the studio today is top lawyer Emily Waterstone.
Hello.
Welcome to the programme, Emily. Now, you're a barrister, aren't you?
Yes, a criminal barrister.
Uh-huh. Can you tell us exactly what a barrister does?
I'll do my best. Actually, I think most people are familiar with barristers from TV and films. We're the people who stand up in court and present the case for the prosecution or on behalf of the accused. That's the person accused of a crime.
Don't all lawyers do that?
Not really. In England, only a small proportion of lawyers work in court. Most lawyers work in offices, helping people buy houses, make their wills, get divorces, that kind of thing.
You said you were a criminal barrister. Does that mean you work for criminals?
No, not exactly. It means I work in criminal law rather than civil law.
So what's the difference?
Well, criminal law is to do with actual crimes, murder, arson, robbery and so on. Civil law isn't about crimes at all. It's the law that governs things like contracts, inheritance, business, things like that.
So you wouldn't be able to help me if I wanted to get a divorce?
I'm afraid not.
Ah.
Well, not unless divorce suddenly became a crime.
Right. Now, for our listeners who are thinking about becoming barristers, what sort of qualities do you think a good barrister needs?
The main one is self-confidence, I think. You've got to look like you know what you're doing. And communication is very important, especially in court.
I suppose a good understanding of human nature comes in useful.
Yes, and a good memory helps too.
OK. Let's talk about the training you need to do. Did you go to...